Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to I2I, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you want to help support what we do here on this channel, please consider joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. You can find the links for that in the description or up above in the video. This is Disney Through Our Eyes, where we get together. We talk about anything that we want to talk about in the whole Disney spectrum out there. We usually have one or two topics that we have in mind just in case we decide to do the same one. I don't think it's happened.
We've never done the same topic before.
I'm a little worried it's going to happen at some point, though.
At some point, except I don't think this is the week. Initially, I thought it might be, but some big things happened on Disney Plus, and I have a feeling that's where you're going with your segment.
So wait, you think I'm going Disney Plus?
I pray you are. Otherwise, we might have the same topic.
So my clue, it's not Disney Plus, and it has to do with water.
No, we don't have the same topic.
Oh, goodness.
The backside of water?
Not the backside of water.
Okay, because that was my backup topic.
Oh boy, we might have gotten somewhat close on that one. I don't know. What's another clue for yours?
Rest.
Rest? Are you doing beds? Are you doing Disney beds? Is that what this has to do with?
No.
So we have never done a Disney cruise, Jessica.
That's right.
I've been trying to get you to do a Disney cruise forever, but you and your family are big on the whole princess cruise line thing.
We do
thing.
Love our princess cruises, even though I've only been on one.
But I will admit that when we went on the princess cruise line, it was pretty fabulous. I'm not going to lie.
It was amazing.
It didn't have the Disney touch and the Disney flair.
But duh, because it's not Disney.
But it had some great food and, you know, great entertainment.
Great excursions.
All that good stuff. But one day we will try the Disney Cruise Line.
I agree.
So in that light, I would like for us to discuss today something about the Disney Cruise Line, because there's been some information that started to come out, but definitely this week when we're filming this, they're going to be unveiling an inside look into the brand new Disney Wish, their fifth cruise line ship that they're going to have.
So the Wish has never been out before, right?
Wish has never been out.
Okay, we've just been hearing about it.
Hearing a lot about it.
Okay.
Technically, it was supposed to have already been out, but the pandemic.
I
feel like we're never going to get to not say that, but because of the pandemic.
Do you realize, like, when we have children and they're in, like, middle school learning about history, and they're like, Mom and Dad, did you know there was a pandemic? We'll be like, We lived through it.
We experienced it. We experienced the toilet paper shortages and masks.
Disney World being shut down.
Double mask and triple mask.
Disneyland being shut down.
All that stuff. Way to keep it back related to all this as I was trailing off there.
I'm just here to be relatable.
All right, Disney Cruise Line. So there's five ships. The Wish is the new one. Can you name the other four?
The Star.
Nope. You're thinking of the Princess.
Okay.
That's exactly how I knew it was going to go.
The Charm?
Not the Charm, no. Actually, hold on this, because you're actually going to take away the next part of the conversation I want to talk about.
Okay.
But do you remember Disney Wonder?
Sure.
That's the one we actually saw in Alaska when we were on the Disney Cruise Line ship.
Wonder, Star.
Nope. We already said Star was no.
Wonder, Wish.
No. Okay, Wish, yes.
Magic,
yes. Dream.
Give me the hint, the first letter of the next one.
Blank in the skies.
Stars.
Fantasy in the skies.
Oh, I would have never guessed that. So I said give me the letter and you said a sentence.
I was thinking like I'd give you like a phrase and it would work. Sorry. So you got Wonder, Magic, Fantasy, Dream, and Wish. There are two more ships that they have already
announced.
Star? No. They're not going to copy Disney or Princess Stars. That's the one we went on. So they can't copy that same thing. Although,
Starry.
I will bet that they wish they could do that one.
You bet they wish they could?
Oh my gosh. You didn't do that, did you? This is not dad joke session time right now. What I would like for us to do is to predict mm-hmm. what the next two are going to be. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take one away from us, though, because when I was doing a little bit of research about this and I watched the video about the Wish that they kind of previewed all the announcements that they're going to be making this week, they said that originally it went under the working title of Enchantment. So what that tells me is that they're probably going to end up using Enchantment for another one. Mm-hmm. Would you like that for the name of a...
It's too long.
I think that's why it was a working title.
What about Enchanted?
Enchanted would be a good one. So maybe you just shorten that and use that for the version of Enchanted. So I feel like that's going to be used at some point.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I'm going to take that off the table for us. So any inclinations of what you think they might do?
My first mind went to Belle.
Belle?
B-E-L-L.
So they would call it the Disney Belle?
Yeah.
That's actually not bad.
I don't know why I went there, but I was thinking like Tinkerbell, like a magic bell, the dinner bell within Beauty and the Beast. Like,
and there's your stomach coming into play right there. you're already thinking of Disney snacks and all the great things.
Well, I'm just saying, but the Disney bell.
Yes.
I don't think that's bad.
I am actually really shocked that you, because I thought you would give me something really ridiculous to start off with, but that's really
like
good.
What, mouse?
No, but here's the problem, though, is if you do that, then you kind of almost have to start naming all these subsequent ones by the other Disney princesses.
No, I said B-E-L-L. Belle is spelled with an E on the end.
The Disney Belle. So it would be the Disney... Probably the Disney Enchantment, the Disney Belle. Well, you got anything else over there? Since you're like off on a, you know, on a tangent right now? I'm trying to think of something like water or the Disney Grotto. Like Ariel's Grotto.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Because whatever you were going to say, I just want to tell you it was stupid.
Of course you would.
I don't know. Belle used up all my brain power.
I know, I was about to say, you've now taken like all my brain power away from this because I was not expecting you to have that good one. All right, well, let's think of some Disney phrases that we can use. When you wish upon a star, obviously star is already taken. You can't do right. that one. Oh, the Disney fairy.
That's
and it's
not
and you
the worst.
Ferry it across the sea.
That's not the worst.
Wow, we've actually got like two decent ones
okay.
here already. The Disney fairy, but you obviously spell it fairy.
Right.
What about the Disney tink?
No, that's horrible.
Tinker?
No.
Tinkerbell? With what you did?
It's just stop.
Would just be the Disney
it's
tink?
Turn, it's my turn.
The
just
Disney
tink.
Okay.
That's terrible.
I aimed real high with that first one and now fell down. What you got?
Belle, that's all I've got.
No, you said it's your turn, so you must have another one.
No, I meant my turn for my topic, because I've got nothing about this.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. There's got to be some more out there that we can use. I'm trying to think of, like, the Disney Pride? Like, the Pride Land?
I feel like that's pretty common.
The Pride? Is that, like, another?
The Disney Galaxy?
The Disney Galaxy. That's not a bad one either. It's not
Guardians
really...
of the Galaxy, Star Wars, Marvel.
And then you make that one like the big kind of sci-fi-y one where they can do a lot of their Marvel day at sea. Yes. Come on. You wouldn't want to walk around on a cruise ship all day and like experience that?
With stormtroopers? No.
Oh my goodness. What about the Disney Princess? They just take like, I know there's princess cruises.
Yeah.
And the Disney Prince? That might be in fact, since they have two coming up, that might make the most...
The Prince and Princess.
The Prince and Princess. Person.
How come it is always Disney Princesses? Like, why are they not Disney Queens?
Because that's just the way it started. I don't know.
You're asking you're going to have some, like, really strong story, but...
You're asking me, like, things that I've just not thought through yet.
I guess because all the princesses are young.
We have Queen Elsa.
That's true.
What about her? I mean, she was a princess first, but
her parents died.
Like
because it's Disney.
Like every other Disney story right. out there.
I just want one movie.
How about the Disney dead parent?
That's accurate.
How about, I'm trying to think of like all the
Disney more, story.
The Disney foolish mortal.
Oh, I like story.
I was trying to be funny. That's not bad. Actually, I really, because that's what Walt Disney was all about, storytelling. Mm-hmm. He loved to tell stories. That's basically the premise of all his parks. That's a really good one. I like that better than the Belle one, too. You have brought your A game to the table. Come
See?
On. What else you got? Let's come on.
I think that's enough.
No, you've got some more of those in there.
I have nothing.
I'm trying to think of something like seaworthy. The Nemo?
Is that too specific?
No, that's way too specific.
So you can't be like something super specific.
I mean, you said a Disney fish, but that'd be dumb.
Disney fish and the floundering fish.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're floundering right now looking for an answer that's better than mine.
I really was not anticipating you to be this good at this. Like, honestly, you have shocked me today. Like, I'm just...
That's either a compliment or a...
It's just one of the... You know, sometimes you call me the creative one, right?
Right.
And so I pride myself on... But I need time to be creative. You're kind of on your...
Fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, you just start throwing things out. So I thought you'd start throwing out, like, crazy things like the Dole Whip. The Mickey the pretzel or something like that.
No.
What about the Dole Whip?
No. Can't corner yourself with a very specific item. It's got to be something like the Wish, which I think is weird. But
would you be okay with the Enchantment, though, if they go that route?
I'd be okay with Enchanted.
The Disney Enchanted. So, all right, let's review real quick. We've come up with some decent ones. The Disney Enchanted, which is what we think that they're probably going to use, or some version of that. The Disney Star or the Disney Galaxy.
Yep, like those.
You said the Disney Bell. The Disney Fairy.
Yep.
But you actually just used like a fairy, true fairy, or not true fairy. And then the last one we used was the Disney Story. That one right there.
That's the best one.
Because, and the other thing that we talked about too was the Prince and the Princess. Because if you got two more, and they're going to add more, you know they are over time. But right now, if you've got two that are going to basically come out back to back.
Right.
The Prince and the Princess would like make the most sense.
It would. I agree. Okay, so my topic was actually going to be my topic next week. But Disney decided to speed the process up a little bit.
Disney did, or?
Disney did.
Interesting.
Is there a ride that has been closed since the pandemic happened in Walt Disney World that you are aware of?
Oh, I know where you're going right now. The People Mover.
The People Mover.
Oh, Jessica, you don't know how close I was to talking about this.
I know.
Week.
That's what I said. Oh, we're going to have the same topic.
It's one of my favorite rides out there.
Yes. Tomorrowland's Transit Authority People Mover is finally opening. Hopefully tomorrow, but if not, well, tomorrow being Sunday the 25th.
Can we park it there for just a second? Let's talk about
that. Nope, because I'm not done with my speech.
Okay.
It will actually probably open Monday the 26th of April when it wasn't scheduled to open until May 1st. Mm-hmm. So they're actually ahead of schedule on a project.
Can we just like address this though? You know how many times I've heard when something was scheduled to like open for the first time or to reopen? And then you hear these stories about like, oh, we got on it, you know, early. And I feel like that's happened for us one time when we went to Belle's Enchanted Tales. Remember that?
Oh,
yeah. We came out of, what was it, PhilharMagic, and they said, do you want a special tour? But that was like...
That wasn't even very exciting.
I mean, it was really cool what they did with the little magical doorway thing. Like, I was like, oh, that's pretty neat. And haven't seen them do something like that yet. But I feel like we always miss out on these opportunities to do them. Like, to be the first back on something.
I mean, we were not planning on being in Disney World right now, so I don't think we're missing out on anything.
I'm complaining a little bit right now.
Yes, and you're kind of pooping on my parade of this is an exciting thing that we wanted to talk about.
Okay, sorry.
So, they have obviously done some refurbishments to the People Mover. Mm-hmm. It's been closed for over a year, a year and almost 2 months, which had nothing to do with the pandemic. This was a planned closure. It just kind of worked out in Disney's favor, I guess, that it was closed down during the pandemic. But I'm really interested to see what the actual changes are. Because I've seen no pictures online, no videos online, nothing about what the updates have been. Have you?
No, but here's the thing. And again, everybody can, you know, if you know something in the comments, you can obviously fill us in on that type of thing. But usually when something goes down for an extended period of time, if it's something that's already like a mainstay, if they haven't announced big changes, it's usually just to freshen things up.
Yeah, that was my fear, is that there's nothing new. It's just going to be the same.
Well, but think about how often that train system runs and how less of an opportunity there is to clean this thing. You imagine how much deep cleaning they probably did on this
thing? Oh, I'm sure. But I just feel like if you've been closed for 14 months, there needs to be a little updates, whether it's the cars that you ride in, some of the scenes that you see, like something needs to be updated.
Maybe, you know, you got the little sections that you ride through.
Right.
inside, maybe they're going to have those changed up.
That's
a
what I'm saying.
Bit, something like
I
that.
I expect there to be something changed. There's no way that cleaning this would have taken 14 months.
Actually, I'm thinking of something right now that will be changed because I know this. Do you remember there's the little gift shop? It's right next to the bathrooms, kind of towards Tomorrowland
yep.
Raceway.
Yep.
It's called the Merchant of Venus, I think okay. is what it's called. And it's just the general shop. Usually you ride through there. It used to be called mm-hmm. Star Trader Mickey's, I think, back in the day. I remember like watching that VHS tape and seeing him like, I think it was Goofy that was like in there acting like an astronaut
That's
or something
funny.
Like that. Just, you know, memories that come back to mind there. But that has closed down.
Okay.
A lot of people are speculating that that is going to be utilized with the Stitch old attraction area.
Yeah.
And turned into a Wreck-It Ralph experience. In that area.
Okay, could be. I thought you were going to say something about Tron, but that makes more sense.
Well, think about it. Tron's so far back.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that they'll do something with that. Were you hoping that they were going to like extend the track and go through the Tron thing?
I was kind of hoping that there was going to be some kind of extension, but now that we've seen, I was watching Tim Tracker's video this week,
yeah,
and he was in Disney World, and he was showing some of the Tron stuff. Now that I've seen how slow they're moving with building Tron,
yeah.
There's no way we could have done People Mover extended out to Tron. Like, there's just, it would be impossible. It'd be another 3 years before we got it.
Well, and that's the problem with the pandemic is it's just, yeah. it shut down, you know, obviously strained finances. And then I think they ran into some snags with building that. So if they were going to do something bigger and better with the People Mover, I doubt that they would have
now
the funds
would be,
to do
yeah.
that.
Well, and it may not even just be funds. It may be getting the supplies that they need. You know,
right.
we've all experienced whether you're building a house or you work in healthcare, but not being able to get the supplies that you need in because of the pandemic.
Right.
So you wonder, like, are some of these supplies that they need to use for the roller coaster or for the People Mover not being able to be shipped as quickly as pre-pandemic?
I didn't realize I didn't finish my thought. With the Merchant of Venus shop there, obviously if that's closed down, I wonder if they're going to cover that up and have some new, like, mural or something instead
yeah.
of having that open window. Because if there's nothing in there, don't want guests seeing that. I mean, it's all about the magic, right?
That's true.
So with that being said, I think there's actually narration when you ride by it, that says something about the Merchant of Venus or something like that. Maybe we're getting a narration change.
Maybe. And that would be necessary. I mean, this narration has been here for as long as I can remember. It's kind of like Spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that deserves a redo too.
Which is getting.
I did not remember
So there were so many of these things that were supposed to come for the 50th this year, but
yeah.
they're getting cut and stuff like that. In fact, I think the whole refurb of Spaceship Earth has been kind of pushed to the side for a
Which,
little bit.
Which, this is a total side, and I will probably talk about it as one of our topics. I'm really disappointed that the 50th celebration is not like 50 days long or a longer amount of time than just a weekend.
I think they would have done that had it not been for the pandemic. You know,
yeah.
Your favorite phrase.
Because I just, in my head, envisioned us always going
in fact,
to the 50th.
And... Yes. In fact, I know they would have because, like, I've seen, like, things about, oh, Disney Sea celebrated their 20-whatever, you know, starting today, but then their anniversary was actually, you know, months away.
Yeah.
So I think they would have technically been doing a year-long celebration. Or not year-long, but a extended period. What if it weren't for the pandemic?
Maybe so.
But the People Mover, I agree. It is one of my favorite rides. It needs a little bit of a something different.
It does. Do you remember what my hint word was about this at the beginning of this video? Rest.
Rest? Okay. I don't understand where you're going with that.
This ride is always our break ride. When we do People Mover.
Break ride? What are you?
It is always a time for us to relax, to sit down and just enjoy. It's a longer ride compared
yeah.
to the other ones. And it's just the sounds that you hear, the narration, everything is just really soothing. So it's a very restful ride. Space
okay.
Mountain, not restful.
I mean, in a certain point of view, it could be if you get knocked out.
Well, I don't know if that's rest.
It's a certain kind of rest.
Well, probably need some health care too, but...
You can help with that.
Yeah. So People Mover is back technically starting on Monday. So 2 days from now, but I'm really excited for People Mover to be back. So the next time that we go,
yeah,
I think that'll be exciting.
It's obviously one of my favorite rides out
yes,
there.
Yes, mine too.
And when we were there, you know, not having it flow by even in the background, because that's just one of the things, you know, Tomorrowland is such a kinetic, if that makes sense, you
yep.
know, land in the Magic Kingdom. you have the music, you've got the people, but you got to have the people mover kind of flowing exactly in the background.
Because it's such a small land compared to this actual like surface area of Tomorrowland, Frontierland, or anything like that.
You think Tomorrowland's smaller than those?
It feels very small.
Are you counting the walkway to the train?
I'm not. Track?
Okay.
I'm counting from where you have, you know, Monsters, Inc., mm-hmm. all the way to Space Mountain. That's okay. Where it feels really like Tomorrowland. Yes, I know that there's a little bit back, but, you know, that little hub of People Mover, Carousel Astro Progress, Orbiter. Astro Orbiter, yeah. Buzz Lightyear, and Space Mountain, you're all just kind of crammed right there with that little snack shop and the coffee thing.
I understand
so, that. You know, to not have the sounds of the People Mover, it is really, really sad. So it's nice that it's coming back.
Yes. You know, obviously, you know, I don't know if we'll get to go there this year. I think we will. Maybe. We'll see. But
maybe.
But all I know is this. They better have the People Mover going when I get back, please. Because I need it. I need people moving in my life. Those are our topics for this week. We want to hear from you now in the comment section below. What do you think about what we had to say about these Disney discussion points? First of all, what do you think they should name the two ships that have been coming to the Disney Cruise Line in the very near future if no more delays start happening? And what do you think about the People Mover? Do you think there should be a few more additions or enhancements, I think is what you said, Jessica?
Enhancements, yes.
To the People Mover attraction, what could they do to make that better? Let us know down there in the comments section below what you think about that. Let's keep that conversation going. What else should they do?
Like I said, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And that's all we have for you in this edition of I2I. But until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye.